Sweeping lush romanticism there, Romeo and Juliet, the love theme, the music of Tchaikovsky with the Philadelphia Orchestra. I'm your host, Daniel Vnukovsky, and today on the New Classical FM, I'm joined by one of Canada's rising conducting talents, Dr. Francois Coe, an award-winning conductor and guitarist, praised by the Toronto Symphony Orchestra concertmaster Jonathan Crowe for his infectious energy and artistry. We've had him before, and he's back to introduce a fun concept coming up November 1st with the Rosedale Symphony Orchestra. Francois, welcome to the Jukebox.
Hi, Daniel. Nice to meet you again.
Yeah, welcome back.
Thank you for your invitation to this interview. I feel so privileged.
Of course. Well, last time we talked about your incredible story, how you started off as a biomedical engineer, you know, that career path that your strict parents said no to music lessons.
You have good memory.
Until you heard the sound of an orchestra, the rest is history. Welcome back. Tell me about your Rosedale Symphony Orchestra debut. We're heading to Newmarket with this one. How did it feel to step onto that podium with these wonderful, vibrant musicians for the first time?
I feel so privileged. Actually, I was biomedical, and my first major was biomedical engineering. But now I'm working with people, engineers and lawyers and doctors, and they play so well. I don't know how they could handle those two difficult tasks at the same time. So I feel so privileged, and I'm very happy to give a fantastic concert on November 1st.
Well, they pour their hearts and souls into the music. That passion really shines through. Absolutely. Well, tell me a little bit about the programming here. I am super intrigued. You have a Polish master here, a late romantic nobody ever plays, and that's Karłowicz. A violin concerto.
Exactly.
Not exactly standard repertoire. How did you discover that one?
Actually, it's not me. It was selected by our artist director, Darren Lee, a fantastic pianist and accountant.
An accountant. Terrific.
Accountant, yeah. So I have to contact him before next April. And actually, I didn't know about this piece before, but more I study, more I fall in love with this piece. Actually, this is not a very well-known violin concerto, but we have a half Polish soloist from the orchestra, Josie Law. And interestingly, we couldn't find the parts of this concerto. So he flew to Poland to find the parts.
Wow.
But nothing published.
Nothing published. He made his own set of parts based on the original score.
Exactly, yeah.
Wow. With a trip in Poland in between. Now, the sound world there, Karłowicz, does remind you a little bit of that broader late romantic world, a little bit of Tchaikovsky in there. How do you find the music?
Exactly. That's right. Exactly. That's why I pick up Romeo and Juliet. So I can find some similarities between two pieces and to explain those kinds of things to the orchestra. But interestingly, they already know about this. Actually, our cello principal, Leanne, she sent me an email. Oh, Francois, there is so many similarities between Tchaikovsky and Karłowicz. So I was really happy because I did not explain about this, but everybody knows about it already.
Fantastic. What a great program. Now, that's only part of the program. You also have the balance of the heroic, the intimate. You're starting off with Weber's magical overture, and you have some of Ravel's delicate chamber colors as well in there.
Exactly.
Tell us a little bit about some of the other works on the program. That Ravel also intrigues me, also not often performed with a harp.
That's right. Actually, Introduction and Allegro is written for harp, flute, clarinet, and string quartet. But this time, we will be performing this piece with a string orchestra, so you can feel a little bit different flavor. So I'm pretty sure that people will enjoy this French, masterpiece. Actually, I can explain about French music, the difference between French and German music. So you will feel the difference between Oberon and Ravel's Introduction and Allegro concert.
And you have the wonderful harpist Andre Chan there in the lead role.
Yes, he's fantastic. I worked with him several years ago, yeah.
Yeah, you've just launched Salon de Musique in Canada, reimagining classical popular music in a refined concert setting. Can you tell us a little bit about that mission to connect your audience to something different?
Exactly. Actually, it started very funny. My wife and I moved to North York, Finch area, and we purchased a condo. and it has a fantastic backyard. So Sophia and I said, wow, this is a perfect venue for a chamber concert series.
Oh, nice.
We made, a small, chamber concert series, which is called the Salon de Musique. And mostly the repertoire consists of guitar plus alto, because I'm a classical guitarist. So I have performed guitar and violin and guitar and cello, guitar and flute, and even with piano. And we had a very successful first season, but unfortunately we have a construction in the backyard.
Construction. Always adding a little musical backdrop, aren't they? Yeah.
Yeah. So next year I will give another concert series, yes.
Right, gotcha. Well, we wish you well with that. That is terrific. Kind of reminds me of living in the old world, the Biedermeier age, the Schubert Abends, yeah. Liederabends of Vienna.
Exactly. Actually, do you know Schubert was a classical guitarist too?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I remember seeing his museum.
Oh, yeah.
In Vienna, and there was a little small guitar that he cherished. It was on display there. He would often play just for his friends. I've been speaking with Dr. Francois Coe. He is directing the Rosedale Symphony Orchestra Saturday, November 1st at 8 p.m. For full program details and tickets, visit rosedalesymphonyorchestra.com. That's rosedalesymphonyorchestra.com. A fantastic program, beginning with the majestic Oberon Overture by Weber, some colors of Ravel in there, sweeping romantic landscapes with Tchaikovsky and Karwowicz. We wish you well. Francois Coe, thanks for connecting with us today.
Thank you very much.
Good luck. We wish you an unforgettable event there and an exciting upcoming season with all your other projects. We'll connect again soon. Have a great afternoon.
Thank you very much.